Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
The Bush administration made a big commitment to the development of hydrogen fuel cell cars, but the Obama administration has now proposed slashing that budget by nearly 60%. Journalist Jim Montevalli wrote Forward Drive, The Race to Build Clean Cars. He also blogs for the New York Times. I asked him what's knocked hydrogen cars out of favor.
Well, the electric car recharging networks are really getting started. There's a bunch of companies entering that arena and signing agreements with cities, towns, states, even whole countries to wire them up for electric cars. The infrastructure is king. Once you have recharging stations, you can have electric cars. I think we're actually seeing that revolution happen. The hydrogen revolution, the joke is it's always 20 years away, and unfortunately it still is. The fuel cell was actually invented around 1850, and there's always been the potential of fueling automobiles with hydrogen. Jules Verne, he actually thought that we would have hydrogen cars and horses on the road together. We've always known that hydrogen had a lot of energy potential, but making it practical for a vehicle has been a daunting task.
We've talked to some people at the National Hydrogen Association, and the California Hydrogen Business Association seems like they didn't see this coming.
I don't think anybody saw this coming. It was really a surprise to a lot of people. The National Hydrogen Association, the U.S. Fuel Cell Council, they issued a joint statement. I think they were pretty shocked by it because they had just asked for something like $1.2 billion in the stimulus money. And Secretary Chu had just funded something like $44 million in hydrogen projects. So it looked like he was on the team. And then abruptly, he was not.
How are the hydrogen developers taking this news?
I think they're really angry about it. They are trying to lash out. And there was just a very high-profile resignation from the Department of Energy's Hydrogen Advisory Committee. J. Byron McCormick, who was the former executive director of General Motors' fuel cell program, just sent Energy Secretary Stephen Chu an email critical of the agency's decision. He said he couldn't in good conscience remain on the committee. And I think the hydrogen advocates think if they can get together in a room with Chu, they might be able to persuade him to change his mind.
Now, the hydrogen advocates, the National Hydrogen Association and those folks say that Secretary Stephen Chu is, well, he's misinformed about fuel cell technology, that in fact it's well advanced and that it would not be wise for the U.S. to jump out of the race at this point. What are some of the accomplishments that are already on hydrogen's mantle place?
Well, I think they've gotten the California Fuel Cell Partnership up and running, and they've made a whole lot of advancements. John Hansen of Toyota told me, and I think this is true, that hydrogen has made more advances over the last 4 or 5 years than battery cars have. The cars themselves have gotten very sophisticated, really, really fun to drive, and they use space really well. They've made the fuel cell very compact, so you have lots of storage space, and the cars are probably better to drive than battery cars right now.
Jim, just for folks who might be confused here, what's the difference between a battery car and a hydrogen car? They're both electric vehicles.
Yes, they are indeed both electric, and the hydrogen car uses an electric motor to get around. So they're both electric, but the hydrogen car uses a fuel cell to convert hydrogen into electricity using a chemical process. So instead of the battery, you've got the fuel cell. And it has the possibility of more range because battery cars are still somewhat challenged as to range.
When Arnold Schwarzenegger was running to become governor of California, he talked about having a statewide hydrogen highway by 2010. So I guess at this point we're looking to just another bridge to nowhere.
Yes, they have built some hydrogen stations in California, but I think they ran into the budget realities. California has huge budget shortfalls, and I think Schwarzenegger probably has other priorities right now rather than building the hydrogen highway. They have appropriated some money recently to build a few more stations, but it's not the whole highway, and I don't think we're going to see that.
Now, while we're getting out of the hydrogen business, there are other places that are moving forward with it. I mean, Norway is still moving on down that hydrogen highway. What is the risk to America about getting left in the dust on this technology?
Hydrogen advocates are making the case that we should move forward in all fronts. They're not really bad-mouthing electric cars. They say we need to be ready for any form of technology that could possibly come to the front. And I think there's a point to be made with that. But the government does have to set priorities. And I would say that right now, electric cars have come to the forefront, and that has pushed hydrogen back a little bit.
Jim Matavalli writes for many blogs, including the New York Times, and is author of the book Forward Drive, The Race to Build Clean Cars. Thanks so much, Jim.
Great to be on.
Just ahead, finding the right hook for anglers with country music. Keep listening to Living on Earth.